This has not started.
Well, welcome everyone to the Board of Directors meeting for Adeo Charter School Nonprofit Board, which operates Adeo 2 Charter School, Adeo Charter School 3, Adeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. I'm Greg Haggart, Chairman of the Board. I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. Tim Morton.
Tim Morton, CEO of Westland Financial Services and Adeo board member.
Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, Director of Leasing Acquisitions and Dispositions for the Gildred Companies, board member for Adeo.
All right. And Greg Haggart, CEO of the Gildred Companies. So do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3, that is establishment of a quorum, which we have?
Motion to approve the quorum. Tim Morton.
Laura Barrero, I second the motion.
Thank you, and I'll call that vote. Laura Barrero, your vote.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggart, it's aye, that's unanimous. And as a reminder, I do have to call for the vote because this is Zoom-ish meeting. Now if you'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Ready? Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Thank you. So 1.5 is the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion for approval?
Tim Morton, approval of agenda 1.5.
Laura Barrero, I second.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggart is aye. That passes unanimously. So 2.0, public comment. Now, this is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda? I don't think we have anyone from the public here anyway, but I didn't hear anything there. So 2.2, agenda items, public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Any public comments on agenda items? Hearing none, we're moving on. 3.0, action items for Adeo Valley Charter School. So the first is 3.1 and 3.11, consider approval of the charter school application for CalSTRS activation. Lynn, would you report on that for us, please?
Yes, thank you, sir. This is the application for Adeo Valley Charter School to offer CalSTRS. And section 2 of the application page is the section for employer paid member contributions resolutions. The resolution cites that Adeo Valley will remit the employee contributions directly to the through the Riverside County Office of Education, and that employees will not have the option to in choosing to receive the contributed amounts directly.
Thank you. Mary, did you want to speak to that or have a recommendation on that item?
I recommend approval.
Thank you. Any other comment on that? Otherwise, I'd look for a motion to approve this item.
Tim Morton makes motion to approve item 3.11.
Laura Barrero, I second.
Thank you. And Laura, may I have your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim.
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggart is aye. That passes unanimously. So 3.1.2, consider approval of CERS pre-tax deductions for voluntary receivable resolution. Again, Lynn, would you comment on that, please?
Yes, thank you, sir. The resolution declares that the contributions to CalSTRS are pre-tax or deferred, and that CalSTRS members will be allowed to redeposit contributions previously if they withdraw or if they are buying buyback services with interest.
Thank you. And Mary?
I recommend approval.
Thank you. Unless there's any other comment, I would look for a motion to approve this item.
Go ahead.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 3.1.2.
Tim Morton, second.
And Laura, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg is aye, so that passes unanimously. 3.1.3, consider approval of CalPERS resolution to tax defer member paid contributions. Lynn?
Yes, similar to what is required of CalSTRS employee contributions, CalPERS employee contributions are pre-tax deduction and tax deferred. Odeo Valley will remit the employee contributions via the Riverside County Office of Education, and the employee shall not have the option to receive the contributions amount directly.
Thank you. And Mary?
Just a reminder that belonging to CalSTRS, it generally means that you are credentialed and you're in a position that requires that certification. CalPERS generally is non-credentialed. However, we may have some credentialed people that are functioning within a PERS position. And so that's just the difference, generally credentialed, non-credentialed staff. Just a reminder. Thank you.
Thank you for that
approval.
I apologize for interrupting you. Thank you, Mary. And I look for a motion to approve 3.1.3.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 3.1.3.
Tim Morton, second.
And Laura, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. 3.1.4, consider approval of employer resolution tax deferred deduction plan for service credit purchases. Lynn?
Yes. The resolution declares that the contributions to CalPERS are pre-tax deduction. Also, this resolution states that CalPERS members may be allowed to redeposit contributions previously withdrawn plus interest or they can purchase allowable service credit.
Thank you. Mary?
I recommend approval.
Thank you. I'd look for a motion to approve that item.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item number 3.1.4.
Tim Morton, seconds.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye, so that passes unanimously. So we're 4.0, board announcements and comments. From time to time, each board member may have topics of interest they would like to share with the community. These are informational in nature, do not require action. Any further announcements or comments from board members?
None here.
None here.
All right, how about from staff? Anybody else have anything they want to comment on today?
No comments other than at times, because the timeline doesn't work just right, something may come up that needs approval. And we very much appreciate the board making themselves available for these short meetings. Thank you so much.
Appreciate your comments. I know there's lots of housekeeping involved with running this thing.
And happy 4th of July. Don't forget.
Thank you.
Great week.
Thank you very much. Anybody have anything else?
No.
Boy, I guess we're going to get off to an early start on our week then. So thank you. I look for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Tim Morton makes a motion to adjourn.
Laura Barrero, I second.
Again, Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. So that passes unanimously. And have a great week, everybody.
Thank you.
See you all later.
So bye-bye. Much.
Thank you.